USA Radio News with Wendy King.
California is delaying a COVID vaccine mandate for school children until at least the summer of 2023. The state was the first to announce it would require all school children to get the vaccine, but that won't happen until federal regulators give final approval to the vaccine first. President Biden in Greensboro, North Carolina, speaking at North Carolina A&T University. He spoke about fighting inflation.
70% of the increase in inflation was a consequence of Putin's price hike because of the impact on oil prices. 70%. We need to address these high prices and urgently for working folks out there.
The president says the invasion of Ukraine has driven up gas and food prices across the globe, not just in the U.S. This is USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
The flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet has sank, according to the Russian Defense Ministry, one day after Ukraine claimed to have severely damaged the Moskva. Russian officials say the ship sank while being towed during a storm. They also said there was a fire in the hull. Ukrainian officials say they hit the Moskva with a rocket. The Moskva was the warship that fired on the guards of Snake Island after they refused, using colorful language, to surrender to Russian forces. A federal judge in Los Angeles has handed wealthy political donor Ed Buck a 30-year prison sentence for his part in two overdose deaths at his home. Buck, who preyed on young black men in Los Angeles, injected two of his victims with fatal amounts of methamphetamine, according to prosecutors. The 67-year-old was convicted in July of 9 felonies, including sexual assault and drug distribution charges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A federal judge has convicted an Ohio man who said he was following President Trump's orders when he took part in the riots at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Dustin Thompson, 38, was found guilty on 6 charges, including obstruction of an official proceeding and theft of government property, after he stole a coat rack and a bottle of bourbon. Protests in Grand Rapids, Michigan, after the police shooting death of a black man. 26-year-old Patrick Loyoya was pulled over and asked about the tags on his license plate. Police say he was resisting arrest. Civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump represents the Loyoya family, and he says the officer's actions were way over the top.
It wasn't like Patrick murdered someone.
Experts are saying we have a ways to go yet before we fix the supply chain problem in the U.S.
The White House says that the supply chain issues are expected to continue past the end of the pandemic. Port of Long Beach Executive Director Mario Cordono tells Fox Business that he does not expect a recession.
There's more aggressive, active monitoring here with regard to the inflationary issue.
He adds that the ports are seeing record numbers and Americans are continuing to purchase products despite inflation. The White House says COVID-19 exposed the weak points in the supply chain, and it could take a while to fix them.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.